Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Will this go in the dishwasher?
No, put it on the side, Helen. Oh, actually, could you put it into soak with some washing liquid?
Yep. Those crusty bits around the edge are always hard to wash off, aren't they?
Dad's favourite bits there.
He was quite quiet at lunch.
Oh, you know, with Kathy being here again.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He can't quite relax like he might.
Yeah, I understand. Do you want me to wash the pots?
No. Dad'll do it.
Okay.
Won't you, Tony?
What?
You'll wash up these pots, won't you?
Oh, definitely. If the alternative is watching, what was it?
Mrs. Miniver.
With you and Kathy.
It's a classic.
Yeah, so is War and Peace. Strangely enough, that doesn't have much attraction for me either, Pat.
Oh, right.
Then I said I'd take a look at the wheezy pig that Jazza brought down.
Well, I must get off to the shop then.
Oh, really?
Have you left something there?
No, I want to do a stock take.
Helen, it's Sunday.
That's why it's a good day to do it.
Look, why didn't you watch this film with your mum?
Are you sure it's a good idea?
Yes, why not? My knee's much better.
Well, I wasn't just thinking of your knee. It's more, well, I mean, you worked there all day yesterday.
And I've had this morning off. Look, I'm just doing what everyone wants, spreading the workload.
I don't think that's what we meant.
Look, if I go in today, then it's less stress for me tomorrow, isn't it?
I just think you should be starting to ease off.
Mum, I'm fine. Look, it's true what they say. You feel really energised later in pregnancy.
Even so, Tony, I mean...
What?
You don't think this is a good idea, do you?
Well, you know what I think.
Dad, look, really, I'm thriving. I've got my antenatal class on Tuesday and I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm sure you are,
but... In fact, I'm starting to think I'll work for longer than I planned. Probably up to 2 weeks before my estimated due date.
Oh, no, Helen, give yourself a chance.
I know what I'm doing, Mum. Anyway, I need to go.
Just be careful moving boxes and things.
I will.
Hey, haven't you got a coat?
It's in the car. See you then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, love. Take care. Oh, Tony.
You go through to Kathy. I'll wash these pots.
Freddie, have you still not finished?
I don't want any more.
All right, you can get down now.
Well, no, Nigel.
He doesn't like it, Lizzie...
Well, he shouldn't have asked for it then.
You don't want to be late for your mother's.
No, I suppose not.
Wicked.
We'll go and find Lily.
Okay.
And tell her we need to be getting off to Grandma's.
You don't want to keep the puddings waiting.
Lily!
And close the...
Time to go! Lily!
I do envy your family this stir-up Sunday tradition. The only thing my mother ever stirred up was trouble.
Well, you could come.
No. I want to look at this hire agreement for the ice rink.
I said I'd do that.
I might as well, as you're out this afternoon. I'm worried about the insurance.
It's up to you.
And I need to have a think about what Rosemary said.
About Freddie?
If he isn't going to pass the cathedral school exam.
Well, she didn't say he wouldn't pass.
Well, she certainly can't guarantee it.
Oh, such a shame it's not just down to an interview. Such a sweet child. I'm sure he'd have no problem.
But it's his maths.
I know.
It's always let him down.
I know. If the worst comes to the worst, there's always Felbersham boys. Competition's not as stiff there.
For a reason.
Oh, come on. There's nothing wrong with Felbersham boys.
And suppose he doesn't even pass there. What then? Borchester Green?
Why are you being so pessimistic?
I'm trying to be realistic. Aren't you always on at me about that?
Well, so what are you saying?
We're going to have to increase his sessions with Rosemary.
Oh, no.
He'll have to work through the holidays.
What, over Christmas?
Well, there's no other time, is there?
Yes, but that's when he should be resting and having fun.
Rosemary's good at making it fun.
A fun maths lesson is hardly the same as a fun snowball fight.
Well, they might not be snow.
You know what I mean.
Lily's putting her shoes on.
Right. Well, let's find your coat. We'll talk about this later.
All right.
Now, while we're waiting for your cousins, shall we start weighing out the dried fruit?
Can I help?
That's what you're here for, Ben. What should we start with?
This.
Sultanas. Right then. Oh, while we're doing that, will you get the butter from the fridge, Josh? That needs to be soft for the cake.
Okay.
So, we need 12 ounces for each pudding, and we're going to make 4 puddings, so how many ounces is that?
48.
Well done. I don't suppose you know how many pounds that is.
We don't do old measurements.
3 pounds.
How much butter?
Bring 2. So, pour them in, Ben. That's it, keep going, all of them.
How much is that?
That's only just over 1 pound.
Just one?
Yes, we need lots and lots. Get another pack.
Where shall I put the butter?
Oh, just on the side, near the cooker.
Oh, here's the sixpence.
Yes. Do you remember last year when Grandad helped us?
I do.
He'd found an old sixpence that had the year of his birth on. See, what does it say?
1928.
That's right. And we put it in the pudding.
I remember.
Well, I thought it would be nice to put it in the pudding today. And every year.
How was the sow?
Oh, fine. Improving. Thought I'd take a look in here.
Tea?
Aye, thanks. That heifer's ready for AI.
So I see.
I'll check her number when the other one gets off her. So, commercial break, is it?
What?
In the film.
Oh, no. It's a DVD.
So, why?
Kathy fell asleep. She's exhausted, poor thing.
Probably something to do with the bottle of red wine she was caning at lunchtime.
She only had a couple of glasses.
Big glasses.
She did bring it, Tony.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I can hardly blame her for wanting to unwind a bit the way things are.
Yeah.
Nice weather for the tree planting.
It's a bit on the cold side. Can't see Vicky enjoying it much.
Well, at least it's dry. She's not the only one helping.
Oh, did I say? Mike went for a year-round colour mixture.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
What did you think about Helen earlier?
Oh, I don't know.
She just sprang it on me. If I'd known what she was planning, perhaps I could have...
Changed her mind? You really think so?
Trouble is, I don't think she is listening to her body. She keeps saying she's, what is it, thriving, how energised she is, but I'm not really sure I believe her.
Yeah.
Just wish I could get her to talk honestly about how she's really feeling inside. She's always got this brittle shell on. Where are you going?
I'm going to get that heifer's number.
Tony, I'm trying to talk to you.
Look, Pat, Helen's done this whole baby thing exactly as she wanted. She hasn't listened to a word of sense from anyone. What on earth makes you think she's going to start now?
Oh, I love that spicy smell.
It's so evocative, isn't it?
Be sure to make a wish while you're stirring, Freddy.
I'm thinking.
Come on, Freddy.
Let him take his time, Ben. We didn't hurry you when you were making your wish.
You didn't have to.
Lily was much quicker than Freddy.
Shush, Josh.
Mum?
Yes?
Is there even more than usual?
I am making extra for the WI Christmas fair.
Ah.
Thought of one.
At last. Okay, Freddy, keep it yourself.
We've got to talk on food labelling at tomorrow's meeting.
Food labelling? WI really know how to keep the excitement levels up, don't they?
You'd be surprised, Elizabeth. It's quite a thorny topic.
Can I have my go now? Freddy?
Yes, I finished.
Pass the ball to Josh, then. Going to wish for that steer to win, Josh.
I've got a better wish than that.
Did you know Josh has been halter training a steer for the prime stock show?
Have you, Josh?
Well, helping. Mum's been doing it mainly. And Pip.
That's this week, is it?
Tuesday, I think.
Another sign of Christmas round the corner.
Done it.
That was quick. So, must be your turn, Elizabeth. You're not too old, are you?
Definitely not. I expect you can guess what my wish is, Mum.
Yes. I imagine it's probably the same as mine.
So we put Grandad's sixpence into our pudding.
How lovely. I wonder who'll get it.
And Gran let me lick the bowl that we made the cake in.
Was it nice?
I felt a bit sick afterwards. I told you to share it more.
Well, it sounds like you had a very nice time. Nicer than mine, anyway.
What were you looking at?
This is where the ice rink is going to be. See where Lily's running, just there?
Yes.
That's where people are going to hire their skates.
Do you want to go and join her?
You play skaters for a while.
OK, I'm a better skater than her.
Well, more reckless, anyway.
All right, then. Lily, I'm coming to race you.
So it went well, then?
Yes, it did. We had a lovely time.
Good.
Oh, I must say, I couldn't help thinking it's the sort of thing we should be doing with Freddie over Christmas, rather than giving him extra lessons.
I really don't see that we've got any choice.
Of course we have a choice.
Not if we want the best for him.
You're saying I don't?
Of course I'm not. It's only for a few weeks, Lizzie. And we'll still do lovely things with them over Christmas. It's not like they'll be working full time.
All right. I suppose you compromised on the boarding school.
You agree?
Yes.
Good. I'll talk to Rosemary about extra lessons for them.
Them?
Oh, yeah. Well, it'd be wrong for Freddie to have them alone.
Yeah, but Lily doesn't need any extra help.
No, she can do more advanced work.
Nigel?
Who knows, she might even win one of the scholarships.
Four, five, so that's 24 in a box, 120. Hello, Mum.
Hi, Helen. I just thought I'd ring to see how it went.
Yeah, fine, nearly finished.
You're still there?
Yep.
But it's nearly 8 o'clock.
I know. I had an idea about how to reorganise the spices, but in the end it didn't really work out, so I put them back. Anyway, but as I say, it won't be much longer.
Have you eaten anything?
It's not that sort of stock-taking, Mum.
Oh, no, but surely you must be hungry.
After that huge lunch you gave me?
I wouldn't have said it was that huge.
Oh, I'm fine. I'll have something when I get back to the flat.
Please make sure you do, love.
Anyway, I'd better get on. Thanks for ringing. Probably see you tomorrow sometime.
Yes, well, don't
Bye.
Forget...
Bye.
Well, I can give you a lift into work if you like.
No, thanks, William, but your dad said he should be back with the van in time to take me.
Well, if you're sure. Where's he gone so early?
Didn't really say. Just said he had a job to do.
Oh, yeah?
Well, don't you bother yourself. Expect you're busy enough, ain't you?
Yeah, I suppose. It's always the same once the shoots are on.
It's nice of you to pop in.
Well, I was practically over the fence.
Is it going okay?
Can't complain, Mum. We're not selling quite so many days, but they're having good bags for the ones we do.
Good. Oh, I'm seeing Nick later and all.
Are you?
Yeah, WI.
Oh, that's tonight, is it?
Uh-huh.
Looks like I'll be babysitting then.
Well, you didn't have plans, did you?
Oh, not me, no.
Good. Now, have you thought much about Nick's Christmas present yet?
I'll probably just ask her what she wants.
Oh, well, if you do, could you ask her what she wants from us and all?
Yeah, sure.
And if she's got any thoughts about the little ones?
Yeah, well, we need to have a think. Christmas, I don't know. Hardly seems no time since the last one.
Mm. Only 3 weeks and we'll be killing them turkeys. Will you be able to help with the plucking again?
I'll do me best. Should be able to give you a couple of hours. Well, as long as you don't pick a shoot day.
Thanks, love. It's so much easier when we all muck in. Not that Edward will be able to help, I don't think. He's just too busy nowadays.
Yeah. Well, right, I'd better get on. Are you sure you don't want a lift?
No, thanks, love. No, I'll just wash these mugs up. Your dad should be back any minute.
Okay, all right, well, see you then.
Yeah, ta-ra, William.
Bye.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, that were a good trip, Clary, love. And us a nice bunch of Christmas trees, I have.
Found some Christmas trees.
Oh, hello, William. Didn't realise you were here.
Oh, I was just leaving. So where have you found these trees, then?
Oh, not found the trees, exactly. No, no, found a supplier, like. Just bought them from someone over Penny Asset.
Huh, who?
Oh, well, I don't think you know him.
Got on with you, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, Nick and me need a tree. Could I take a look?
The trees?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah. They're in the van. There you are. Beauties, ain't they? Yeah, you and my mate would do me a good deal.
That's why you were out so early, was it?
Yeah. Get the best ones, you know.
And what did he say his name was?
Fern.
Fern?
Fernie. Ted Fernie.
Where'd he get them from?
Oh, I think you mentioned a tree nursery over Edgeley. Why? Oh,
I don't know of one.
Or it might have been Elbury.
Well, looks like they've been cut pretty recent. This morning, do you reckon?
No, no, no. It's not been like that long, has it? No way they could have cut them and got them to Penny Asset first thing. Mm. Nah, not if it was Elbury. So, yeah, it was probably yesterday.
Ready to take me to work then, Edda?
Yes, love, hop in.
There's stuff for breakfast in the fridge.
Smashing.
Well, I see you got your chainsaw with you.
Yeah.
In the van, with the trees.
So, what of it? I often carry a chainsaw.
Yeah, when you've got wood to cut.
What do you mean, William?
I mean, Dad didn't buy these trees from no bloke in Penny Hassett.
Yes, I did.
You cut them yourself this morning, didn't you?
Look, I told you.
You've been helping yourself to someone's trees.
William, I'm hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
That my own son should be so suspicious. I've never heard the like.
And how are things in here, Susan?
Oh, fine. Pat's had a bit of a game with the rotor today.
Oh, yes.
Angela broke a tooth on her muesli this morning. Can't come in this afternoon.
Oh, that's nasty.
So Jean Harvey's filling the breach.
Right.
Have you tried out the tea cosy yet, Jennifer?
Sorry?
The corner by the biscuits.
Oh.
Things that people are selling for teas. Wondered if there was anything you fancied.
Oh, no. Now, I did see it. I thought it was some sort of craft display.
It's going very well. You ought to put something on the website about it.
Oh, yes. Perhaps you could send me a few details.
Yes, I will. And how's Kate getting on at college?
University. Yes, yes, seems to be going very well.
Oh, it must be lovely to have her at home.
Yes, it's always very, very lively when Kate's around. And she's promised to take Rory out next week, which will be nice.
Suppose she's going home for Christmas.
Yes. Lucas and the children are very keen to have her back.
And how are your plans coming along? Hmm? Are you doing anything on Christmas Eve, say?
Oh, well, no. Nothing's booked, to be honest. I haven't given it much thought yet.
So you're free that evening?
Oh, well, I expect something will crop up.
Oh, lovely, because we're having a little do at our place. Oh. Just drinks and nibbles, nothing too formal. You'd be ever so welcome.
Oh, well, thank you, Susan. Oh, he'd love to come, obviously.
Helen's looking ever so big now.
Is she?
Not that it seems to have slowed her down much. Pat does worry about her.
The baby will slow her down when it comes.
Yeah, think she's going to have a shock when that happens. Eddie?
Yes, Clary, love?
These trees?
Oh, not you at all.
Now, but are you sure they're legit?
Absolutely, Clary.
Because well, Will he ain't happy about them, is he?
Oh, that's the trouble with being a keeper, isn't it? All that time on your own makes you paranoid.
You bought them fair and square.
As I'm standing here.
You're sitting down.
You know what I mean.
Nice to have you here at dinner time.
I'm often here.
No, yeah, I know.
I'm not at the Bull every day.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's nice, Nick.
Well, you want another sandwich?
Yeah, go on then.
Well, that was the last of the ham, but there's some cheese.
Oh, that's fine.
And some pickle. Will?
Pardon?
Some pickle with it.
Oh, yeah, please.
Are you okay?
Oh, I went round my mum's first thing.
That was nice.
I was feeding in the covert just out the back of theirs. You know, so I thought I'd pop in for a cup of tea before she went to work.
She all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine now. But while I was there, Dad came home all cocky-like with a bunch of Christmas trees.
A bunch?
You know, to sell.
I don't...
Well, he had some story about buying them from some bloke in Penny Hassett.
Don't people in Penny Hassett sell trees?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he'd nicked them.
No.
Well, probably off the estate.
So you think he's been tree rustling?
It's not funny.
No, sorry.
Well, he's been nicking holly and mistletoe for years.
But whole trees?
No, I've got a good idea where from, too.
Oh, surely Eddie wouldn't chop down whole trees and just cart them away, not on his own doorstep.
Oh, he's cheeky enough. Or is it stupid enough?
I can't believe it.
Well, you don't know my dad. He sees it all as fair game.
Oh, dear. Oh, you know I've got WI tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I haven't forgotten. Don't worry.
So you'll be able to look after the kids, yeah?
Of course I will. No problem. What is it tonight?
We've got a talk on food labelling.
Oh, sounds gripping.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but it's a nice evening out.
I hope you'll agree that it was a very interesting talk, which has given us all, and please excuse the pun, a great deal of food for thought. So, please join with me in thanking our speaker in the usual manner.
Oh, well, that were an eye-opener.
I had no idea, did you, Susan?
Sorry, Nick.
Well, what that lady was saying. If you buy a pie or something and it says British on the label, then you expect it to be made from British ingredients, don't you?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, especially the meat. I mean, not just processed in Britain.
Yeah, Neil's always going on about how we treat pigs better over here than they do in other countries.
Oh, I feel a bit cheated, you know.
And you wasn't sure about tonight, was you, Nick?
Oh, I certainly didn't expect the talk to be so interesting.
So, you had a good evening, Nick.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Jennifer.
That's good. We need more young members like you.
Oh, I was just saying how I thought British meant British. Turns out you just don't know what you're buying.
Well, it's worth remembering that local produce usually has a lot more information about its origin. You know, Hassett Hills lamb, for example, it says very clearly where it was raised and slaughtered.
And we carry a lot of local stuff in the shop.
Mm-hmm. I know, but no offence. Hassett Hills lamb and Bridge Farm sausages and that, they're often quite expensive. And when you're on a budget, you can't always afford stuff like that.
No, that's true.
Still, I'll make sure I read the label a bit more closely from now on. Right. Well, I think we'd best be getting home now, if that's all right with you, Clary.
Yeah, fine.
All right, bye then.
Bye. See you, Nick.
Good night, all.
Oh, Jennifer. Yes? I told Neil that you and Brian were coming to our Christmas Eve drinks. We are looking forward to it.
Yes, I haven't actually mentioned it, Brian, yet.
And of course, you're more than welcome to extend the invitation to the rest of the family.
Oh, well, thank you. They're all very busy people, of course.
Look, the more the merrier, I say.
I must remember to tell them.
What she was saying is that if you've got something like a pork pie or a ready meal, it gets labelled with the country where it had its last, what does she call it? Oh, substantial change, that's it.
Oh, yeah?
Even bacon, they can call it British bacon, even if it was just cured here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think many of us did.
Well, because there's different welfare standards in other places, isn't there?
Welfare standards, that's it. That's what Susan was saying.
Looks like he's got your dander up.
Oh, it has.
Never thought the WI would be so exciting.
Well, I'm glad I went.
Good.
Yeah, since I started going, it's made me think a lot more about food and cooking and things. Everyone's so helpful.
Well, not to mention Jill Archer's videos.
Quite like cooking now. Well, sometimes. Oh, and next meeting, Ian from Grey Gables is giving us a talk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's going to talk about cooking for a country house hotel.
Oh, is he going to bring free samples?
Hope so.
Maybe I'll come along.
Yeah? I'll lend you a skirt.
Maybe not.
Anyway, how are the kids?
Oh, yeah, the usual.
Do they go down all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Jake and me finished that Demon Defenders book.
Oh, he liked that, didn't he? So did you, I think.
And then I started thinking about them trees again.
Oh, Will.
This afternoon, I went round the plantation, and guess what I found?
What?
Stumps. A couple of dozen, I reckon. And all of them cut recent.
Oh, and you think that was your dad?
I'm 99% certain it was.
Yeah, but can you prove anything?
Oh, it's difficult. A tree's a tree, isn't it? But... Oh, you'd better watch his step, that's all.
I wish I could come with you.
Yeah, me too.
You've worked hard with this steer.
I'd love to see him in the ring.
Yeah, but you know it's not on, Pip.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, you're already taking time off on Thursday for the University Open Day. And that can't be avoided.
No.
But I will let you know how we got on as soon as the judging's over.
Yes, please, Dad.
Well, it's the least I can do after you got up so early.
Well, I wanted to help. And Mum was up early too for the milking.
Yeah, even earlier than usual.
Be a nice day out for both of you.
Yeah, and Gran.
What?
Well, she'll be in town Christmas shopping. So she said she'd try to pop along to the market.
Well, you'd better win, that's all.
Do my best. Right, I think he's ready for a rinse.
He's got to stand a good chance.
He's a good-looking beast.
Wonderful straight back.
Yeah. And look at those legs.
You are a handsome chap, aren't you?
Wait, keep the nozzle pointing toward the head.
I know.
You've done a smashing job with the clippers, too.
Thanks.
But, you know, Pip, you working here, obviously, your mum and I would like nothing better. But we'd have to get the farm income up before another person could make a living here as well.
Yeah.
And, well, another family, eventually, maybe.
I know.
You know, especially with milk the way it is. With the grazing and the breeding for longevity, we've already driven our costs down as much as we can.
You know, I think we should be looking more at the beef.
Uh-huh. Oh, hold his ear shut. Don't let the water get in.
I think with better marketing, we could sell a lot more. Because we make a lot bigger margin that way, don't we?
Yeah, I know. But it's time, isn't it?
But if I'm working here, then I'll have the time.
Yeah. So what are you thinking, then? Jazz up the website? Get more freezer packs sold?
Well, for a start, yes. But there are loads of farmers' markets now, aren't there? We could be at one or two a week at least.
Well, that would be great.
And I bet there are specialist shops that would be interested in high-quality local meat.
Well, you're not the only one thinking like that, though. You know, lots of family farms are thinking the same way. You'd find there's a lot of competition about.
Maybe, but... Well, that's why I want to do an agricultural degree with a business element. That's bound to give me a lot of skills and ideas.
Doesn't seem like you're short of ideas already.
What are you smiling at?
It's just great that you're so ambitious for the farm, Pip.
It's my future, I hope.
Yeah. You know, you're a real chip off the old block, you are. Both old blocks.
Thanks.
Right, come on. Let's get the blower on him. And then I bet you'll be ready for some breakfast.
It's all set up now, Eddie.
Oh, great.
Just needs a few customers, eh?
Yeah, I reckon you're going to do well today. I'm telling everyone. Look no further for your seasonal requirements.
Oh, well done, son.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Ruth. Good
morning, Ruth Archer.
What are you doing here, Joe?
Oh, we got a stall out in the parking area.
Oh, right. Well, we're showing a Hereford steer today.
Do you want me to give you a hand?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, then I'll show you where he can go. Morning, David.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Is this the one I saw last week? Pip had him on the halter?
Yep, this is him.
Right, let's get him out then.
Uh-huh.
You got it?
Yep. And down.
So you both come along.
Oh, yeah. I always like the Christmas show. Atmosphere.
Ah, well, no, you know that nothing creates that Christmas atmosphere so much as lovely traditional holly and mistletoe.
I'll get him out.
Oh, Joe, you know we've got plenty at Brookfield.
Ah, but how about Christmas trees?
New for this year, Ruth.
You're selling Christmas trees? Well, didn't you do that at the Grundy World of Christmas?
Oh, yeah, well, but we hadn't had them on a store before, that's what I mean.
All smashing here. Great sheet on them, lovely thick foliage.
Yeah, lots of different sizes, something for every household.
Of course, with your generously proportioned rooms at Brookfield, you'll be wanting a big one, won't they, Eddie? Don't want no fiddling collection of twigs lost in the corner.
So if I were you, I'd get round there quick. So to our first choice.
Oh, we've got to prepare the steer first.
Can you come? Yeah,
well, you done it. Come and see me and I'll sort you. Special rate. I'll knock you off a decent amount.
Okay, Joe. We'll certainly come and have a look.
Can you get the sprays and stuff, Ruth?
Sure.
They're in the back of the Land Rover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very fine beast, eh?
Yeah. Not bad, is he? You look even better after a bit of titivating.
You should stand a good chance with him. What class is he?
Native breed. Yeah, it depends on the competition, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've just unloaded a lovely Aberdeen Angus cross. Beauty he is.
Oh, yeah.
Reckon he might give you a run for your money.
Who is the judge? I'm sure I recognise him, but I just can't
He runs the butchers in Bell Street.
Oh, Ashton's.
That's the one.
They always do a float at the carnival. Last time I saw him, he was wearing a hula-hula skirt and a coconut bra.
No wonder you didn't recognise him.
Rather more soberly dressed today.
I should think so. Are you okay standing around, Jill?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm glad I came when I did.
It must be 20 minutes now.
Well, he's got a dozen animals to compare. He has to take his time.
He must be close to making a decision.
I wonder where he's placing us.
Second from top, I hope. I think that Angus is a cracking animal.
Second? Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I think we can be well pleased with that.
Oh, Pete taking his time, is he?
Hello, Eddie.
Hiya.
It looks like... Oh, no!
What's he doing?
He's asked our steer to move.
Which way, though?
Oh, not down to third. Not after all this time.
No, look. David's bringing him the other side.
So, does that mean... Oh, now what's the man looking at?
Wants to be sure he's made the right decision.
But what decision is it?
He's coming forward.
Which rosette is it? I can't make it out.
It's... Yes!
He's giving David first place.
Oh, brilliant! First place! Oh, well done, both of you.
Well done, Ruth.
Oh, supreme champion, native breed.
Oh, you'll get a good price for him now, about to.
That's wonderful, after all your hard work.
Oh, I knew that steer had the right stuff.
Who are you ringing?
I'm just texting Pip. She'll be chuffed to bits.
Sounds like we both had a good morning then, David Archer.
Well, I certainly can't complain, Joe. You done well on the stall, have you?
Oh, great. He leads the field in greenery. He always says so myself.
Well, good for you.
Oh, of course, a lot of it's down to my skills as a salesman and my artistry with the wreaths and kissing bows, of course.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Oh, not that I'd ever use my post patter on you, of course.
Oh, of course
not. Oh, no. For me, you'll always get the pure, unalliterated truth.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you answer that. I better get some dinner while Eddie's minding the store.
All right. Hi, Pip. Did you get my text?
And Mum.
Yeah, she said she'd sent one too.
Supreme champion. I can't believe it.
Well, you'd better, because I've got a certificate and a rosette to prove it.
That is awesome.
And the guy who was judging was a butcher. And he was the one who bought the beast when it went to the sale ring.
Well, he obviously knows quality when he sees it.
Yeah. And he paid a very nice premium, I can tell you.
You see, Dad, that's where our future lies.
Well, come, steady on. I'm not ready to give up the milk check yet.
OK, fair enough. Where are you? It's really noisy.
I'm in the market, Kath.
Is Mum there?
Not at the moment. No, she's gone to the loo.
OK, well, tell her well done from me.
Yeah, well.
And I won't be home straight from the bus.
Oh, yeah?
I want to go to the church and do some more practice on the hymn.
Oh, all right.
I'm getting a bit nervous about it.
Oh, come on. It sounded great when you played it last night.
It's so different on the organ, though. And it's this Sunday.
Pip, you'll be fine. And it'll be such a lovely surprise for Gran.
Well, I hope so.
But you'll be home in time for supper, will you?
Yeah, no problem.
OK, well, then. I'll let her know.
All right, see you then.
All right, bye. Oh, just missed Pip.
Was she pleased?
What do you think?
Oh, I'm sorry I was so long. I've just been talking to Bert and Frieda.
Oh, are they here?
Just having a little nose around on the way to Christmas shopping.
All right. Yeah, that won't be so easy to do when the market moves, will it?
I suppose not.
Just popping into the market from the shops.
Anyway, they missed the judging, but Eddie gave them the headlines.
Yeah, while pressing mistletoe into their reluctant hands, no doubt.
They said to pass on their congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
So... ready for some lunch?
I certainly am. I think that I'm going to celebrate with one of the calf's famous steak pies.
Right. Oh, not when I'm about to practice.
All right, Chris, I'll come up when I've done this. I won't be long.
No.
Oh, hello, Pip.
Hi, Gran. Fancy seeing you here.
I've come to polish the lectern. What are you doing here? Oh, look, the organ's on.
Oh.
Felder must have forgotten to switch it off.
Oh, dear, I'll do it, shall I?
Do you know how?
No.
Phil never did think particularly highly of her playing, but that's very careless, isn't it?
Yeah, terrible.
There. Sorry. Did you say why you're here? I saw the lights on, but I must say you're the last person I expected.
The crib. Uncle Tom's crib. I've come to dust it off.
Really?
Alan asked me for the crib service, you know, the one for the primary schools.
I could have done that. I wouldn't have minded.
Oh, well, it just came up, you know.
Well, it was kind of you to say that you would. It's nice that you're getting involved in church matters.
Oh, well, you know.
They'll have you on the flower rota next.
Well, Eddie, then, we could do with a few more days like that.
Every tree gone.
And a fair whack of the holly and mistletoe. Yeah. What do you reckon after tea, how's about going up the bowl for a couple to celebrate, eh?
Yep, that's one of your better ideas, Dad.
Nearly 300 quid, eh? Oh, that'll buy a few Christmas presents.
Yeah. What a profit margin, eh? Not to mention the tips I got today.
Oh, you got some tips, did you?
Well, not much, you know. Just a bit of change, like.
Oh, yeah.
Any road, I think I might make a return visit to Ted Fernie in Pennyhasset. Know what I mean? Avail myself of a few more of his Christmas trees. Then we can sell them around the village.
Oh, good idea, Eddie. But there's a but.
But? What but?
Clary. Well, you know she's a bit dubious about the man from Pennyhasset, eh? You want to be careful with her.
Oh, don't you worry, Dad. What Clary don't know can't hurt her. And you can't argue with 300 smackers, can you?
Anything else, Linda?
I'll have a bar of this chocolate. Robert does love it.
Okay.
I say I find it too bitter.
The acquired taste.
Indeed, Kirsty.
That's 13.52, please.
Ah, there you are.
Thank you.
Afternoon.
Oh, Jazza.
Hello.
Don't often see you in here. You're not shopping, are you?
This is a shop, is it now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm shopping now.
And you're very welcome.
I've got a wee lassie coming out later. Jackie. And I'm cooking for her.
Really?
Good for you, Jazza.
You mean really cooking?
You'll change.
Oh, thank you, Helen.
Not just defrosting something.
You saying I can't cook?
No, just, well, you know.
To be honest, I'm getting a wee bit of help for Harry.
Ah, he's cooking it for you, you mean?
Nah, he's out the nightmares, the pity.
Ah, yes, he's at my panto rehearsal.
I tell him, you cook it, I'll heat it up.
That would be cheating.
That's what he said.
Quite right, too. And it's so much nicer for Europe, lady friend, if you've taken the trouble yourself.
He said that, I know.
I knew he was a man of principle.
It better have the desired effect. He's going to stay at a mate's tonight just in case it does. Know what I mean?
Oh, too much information.
I think I'll just be going. I hope you're learning your lines, Jazza.
Aye, no problem.
I want you off the book at the next rehearsal. Bye.
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 So, what do you want then?
Harry wrote me a shopping list, but I've never heard of half yet. Gelatine. Is that something you can eat?
Of course.
White chocolate.
Oh, well, we've got that.
Vanilla pods.
Yep, with the herbs and spices.
Hello?
Oh, let me get the door, Dad.
This sounds interesting. What are you making?
Pan or something.
Thanks, Helen.
Oh, panna cotta.
Could be. And a chickeny thing for the main course.
Great.
Hi, Jazza.
Afternoon. So, where's this vanilla stuff again?
Oh, come with me. I'll show you.
Right. Leeks and Savoy cabbages. I've got a box of salads in the van.
Great, thanks. How are things?
Oh, fine, you know. Here you go. New lights arrived this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Electrician's coming in on Friday.
Good.
Right, well, I'll get...
I had my antenatal class last night.
Oh, did you?
It was great. Really nice.
Uh-huh.
The leader, Maxine, talked a lot about labour. Obviously, I knew quite a bit already.
Yeah, sure.
And we did some relaxation work.
Well, that's good.
And pelvic floor exercises.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she placed a lot of emphasis on exercise and diet.
Right. I suppose most people had their partner with them.
Yes, most. But not all. There were at least two other women who didn't. So it was fine.
Ah, good. Well, I'd better get those salads. I've got the AI man coming at four.
Sure, don't let me keep you. I've got to be off soon too. Midwife appointment.
I've wandered these streets from... from temple to bow.
Come on.
I've wandered these streets from temple to bow to seek a position no matter how low. I've tried... No, that's later. Look here in my purse.
How will this no stay on?
What?
This flour and paparazzi...
Paprika.
Whatever.
Shall I show you the easy way?
Oh, there's an easy way. He tells me.
Get one of those plastic food bags, stick the chicken breasts in there with the paprika and seasoned flour...
And throw it on the bin.
No, you just hold the top tightly and shake it. Coats it beautifully.
Why did I not tell Jackie we'd get a pizza in?
It'll be fine. It's foolproof, this recipe.
I'm the fool for saying aye to this.
Hello.
Roger, it's Eddie.
Oh, hi, Eddie. Come on up.
Daft idea.
Are you expecting him?
Have I not got enough on my plate?
Yeah. Well, I wonder what he wants. Hi, Eddie. What can we do for you?
Well, it's more a case of what I can do for... Hello, Jezza.
Afternoon.
You're not... Are you cooking?
Oh, don't you start.
No, well, like I say, I've got hold of some nice Christmas trees. Thought you might be interested in one for the flat.
A Christmas tree? Well, no, we pair of wings.
No, I think it might be a nice idea, Eddie.
Oh, right. Well, they're in the van if you want to take a look.
Yeah, I'll just put my shoes on.
If you want a ferry on top next.
I don't care, as long as he buys one.
So, have you been able to keep out of Nasty Nathan's way since the race night?
I haven't had to.
What?
Yeah, we've been rehearsing together and everything's been dandy.
Oh.
Well, he's been beaten by a master, see? He knows who's boss.
Oh, hi, Ellen. How did it go?
Sorry?
With the midwife.
Oh, yeah, fine.
You okay?
Yes, fine, absolutely fine.
I meant to say earlier, you know they're switching on the Christmas lights in town later? I was planning on going. Do you want to come along?
No, I don't think so.
Look here in my purse. I haven't a penny.
Hold the purse right up to the audience.
I've searched for a job, but no one has any. I've tried for a week, no work to be found. I must return home to my village I'm bound.
Well done, Harry. And there should be a big aww from the audience.
I hope so.
So then you put your bundle on your back and trudge miserably upstage.
Like this?
Lovely. Good. Now, where are we? Act 1, scene 10 next, please. That's the chase scene in Alderman Fitzwarren's kitchen. Tommy, Mealy and Mouthy to the stage, please. Eddie, Nathan, Sabrina, that's you. On stage, please.
Coming!
Have you finished with me yet, Linda?
For the time being, yes, thank you, Harry. We'll need you in a little while for Act 2, Scene 1 on the ship.
Okay, thanks.
No, thank you.
Come on, Nathan, we're on!
Sabrina's pulled out the stops tonight, hasn't she?
Sorry?
With her outfit. I feel very underdressed.
Oh, that. It's not very practical.
Do you want to hand up the steps, Sabrina? No, fair enough.
She's joining Richard for drinks later, apparently.
Find out, Nathan!
Some function for his clients, I believe.
Oh, it's a good view, but there's no need to put.
Oh, right.
So, this is the scene where the rats distract Tommy the cat. He chases them, they escape through the hole, and King Rat locks him in so they can rob the house. Opening positions, please, then. Either side of the table. Good. Now, we'll just walk it through first. Eyeing each other up across the table. Then you move left. No, you're left. Just the rats move left. No, it's
clockwise?
Yes, that's clearer. Thank you, Harry. You all move clockwise round the table. About halfway round, that's it. Then back. Then clockwise again. All the way round this time. And when you get back to where you started, the rats Breakaway, stage left. Of course, there'll be music under all this. Stop at the range. Mealy grabs the poker.
I thought I did that.
No, it's definitely Mealy, Eddie. So, Nathan, we haven't got a poker at the moment. That stick's standing in. Brandish it at Tommy. You rear back, Sabrina. It's hot. Then poker down, and you run right across the stage. Under the table this time.
It's a bit of a squeeze.
Oh, we'll have a bigger one when it's for real. Tommy follows them. Yes, I know, Sabrina. I did say to dress appropriately. And the rats end up extreme stage right. Good. Mealy finds the bucket. I think we've got a bucket somewhere. We'll get it in a minute. Passes it to Mouthy. Tommy thinks he's got them cornered. Rears up at them. Eddie, that's when you throw the confetti.
Yep, okay.
Tommy, momentarily blinded. Imagine a sudden snowstorm, Sabrina. Try to bat it away with your paws. And that's when the rats slip through the hole. The big bolt comes down on the door and we hear King Rat's echoing laughter.
Well, it looks good.
Well, it will be if they can do it at the proper speed. Good. Now, happy with that?
No problem.
Right. Let's do it for real, please. Opening positions again.
Just gonna sort them, you look. It's all under control. Don't you worry yourself. You just stay there and get that wine down your hen. Oh, great.
To the range. No, no, no. You rats, you need to work together. What's the matter with you tonight?
Sorry.
You were working so well last time. Where's the chemistry gone?
It's not my fault.
Come on, Eddie. It takes two to tango.
All right, all right. Come on, Nathan. Pull your finger out.
Back to the top, please. Whose phone is that?
Sorry.
Harry, I'm surprised at you.
Yeah, sorry. I thought I'd put it on silent. It
shouldn't be on at all.
I do need to take this. Sorry. Hi, Jezza. How's it going?
The chicken's gone black.
Let's try and get a bit of sparkle in.
What?
Jackie and me got a wee bit distracted and I forgot about the chicken and now it's gone black.
No, don't worry about that. It's just the skin. It goes like that.
Why?
Sure.
Yeah. The black bits are the best bits. Now, look, you've put the lemon juice and the soy in the oven pan, haven't you?
Now, all the way round.
Right, so just stick the chicken in there and pop it in the oven.
Oh, this is better work out.
It'll be fine. Just trust me.
Now to the range. Poker. Rear back, Sabrina. Let me see some real fear. Now under the table. Come on. Pace. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Well, don't let it happen again.
No. It's off now.
Stage right. Pass him the bucket, Nathan. Loom over them, Sabrina.
This bucket feels...
Don't talk. You're in mortal danger, Eddie. Throw the confetti. Eddie!
Oh my God.
What the? What
Eddie?
Is that? Is that wallpaper paste?
What do you think you're playing at?
She's covered in it.
Oh. Ow!
Is this your idea of a joke, Eddie?
Sabrina, right now. It wasn't me.
Don't be ridiculous. We all saw it.
Look, somebody must
have... It's absolutely intolerable behaviour.
But it wasn't.
And I will not put up with it. You are fired.
Five or two.
Oh, right. Well, you live another day then.
So?
Oh, yeah, so. The idea is that Mouthy, which is Eddie, throws this bucket of stuff over the cat.
Sabrina.
Yeah, and the joke is that everyone thinks that it's water or something, but actually it's just confetti.
But it didn't go according to plan.
Well, and how? Eddie throws the bucket.
And it's actually water.
No, much worse. It's this horrible, gloopy mess. It's like wallpaper paste or something.
Ugh.
And poor old Sabrina's covered from head to foot.
Oh, she must have been furious.
Well, she gave Eddie a right old whack round the chops.
Not surprised.
And of course, she was dressed up like a supermodel.
Well, she always is.
No. This is even more than usual. Richard had some work due that she was going to, so she had this sort of spangly top on.
Oh.
How she's going to get the gloop out of it, I have no idea. Are you going to shut that?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And if Sabrina was mad, you should have seen Linda. She came over all, you know, Alan's sugar.
What? It.
Well, she fired Eddie on the spot.
She didn't.
Well, I don't blame her. I don't know what he was playing at. Go on. In you go. Go on, get in there.
I suppose he thought it was some sort of a joke.
Well, he picked the wrong target, that's all I can say.
Although I can't imagine anyone seeing the funny side of getting covered with gunge.
Well, he's lucky he didn't do it to me, I can tell you. Although, it was rather funny once the shock had worn off.
Sabrina didn't see you laughing.
Yeah, no time. She'd walloped Eddie and walked off.
Just as well.
Of course, Linda needs another rat henchman now.
Oh.
So, be careful if she descends on you, you know, with that determined look in her eye.
Oh, thanks for the warning. 558.
Aha, it's more like it.
I'm ready now. We'll keep it. We'll just get the last one weird and then we'll head off.
You are going to take your wellies off first, I hope. I mean, I know it's an agricultural degree,
but... Of course. But I'll be okay in my jeans, won't I?
Suppose so.
You're looking very nice, Pip.
Thanks. Oh, should I change, do you think?
No, you'll be fine. It's Pip they're interested in. Anyway, it's more for you to suss them out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Come on. Out you go. Are you looking at bullocks to slaughter for the Christmas orders?
Yep.
Unless the last one comes up, Trunks, it's going to be this one and that one there.
Just the two?
It's what we usually do.
It's what we have the orders for.
Okay.
I know. Once you get your hands on it, it'll be 20 extra.
Well, we'll see.
Morning.
Morning.
I picked up your voicemail.
Right.
You've got a cow in distress.
Yeah, she's not been quite right for a couple of days. Then this morning she was grunting like she was in pain and she'd stopped chewing the cud.
We've separated her off.
And when I pressed on the brisket, she backed off.
Sounds like she might have picked up a nail or something in the silage.
That's what we thought, wasn't it, David?
Yeah, hardware disease.
Okay, do you want to show me?
I will do that as soon as we've weighed this last one. Ruth's taking Pip to Felpersham University.
Open day.
Oh, right. Agriculture.
With a farm business management.
Sounds good.
Go on then. Go on. Hey, did you hear about Pip's narrow escape the other night?
No, what was that?
You know I'm going to play this hymn on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, Shula mentioned it.
And it's meant to be a nice surprise for Jill.
Well, I was in the church to practice it on the organ.
And who should walk in but Mum herself?
Oh, no. What did you do?
I don't know. I just burbled some rubbish about Uncle Tom's crib.
Do you think she suspected anything?
Only that I'm a total lame brain.
No, I'm sure she didn't think that.
I had to practice on the piano that night.
Well, I'm sure it'll all be worth it on Sunday.
So the Reek people will be here first thing on the Monday, and it should be up and running by the Friday.
That long?
It's quite a process, Lewis. Once they've constructed the base, they have to build the ice up, millimetre by millimetre.
Goodness.
So the staff training should happen on the Friday.
That's the third, isn't it?
Yeah. But can you get in touch with your people and tell them they'll all be needed on that day?
Righto.
Then they can start their shift pattern from the Saturday onwards.
Excellent, Nigel. Presumably we want everyone in on the Friday, not just the rink marshals.
I think it'd be best to have everyone. Box office, skate hire.
The non-skaters as well.
Yes.
Well, they're the ones I haven't finalised yet.
Well, when you interview them, if you can make sure they're available from that date.
Certainly. It's quite an undertaking, isn't it?
Rather. I do hope it's going to be a success. As you can imagine, Lewis, it's costing quite a bit to hire.
Ah, but what a wonderful centrepiece for Deck the Hall.
That's what we thought.
And even if people don't actually want to skate themselves, it's so nice to see others doing it.
And with the music and the German market stalls all round the rink.
Oh, wonderfully festive. You're bringing Bavaria to Borsetshire.
I say, that's a good slogan.
You think so?
Shame I've had all the publicity printed. Perhaps I'll try to work it into an interview or two.
Yes. Should be a nice story for the local press. It's the first time you've done it, after all.
Let's hope it's not the last.
Oh, it'll be a roaring success, Nigel, you'll see. And don't worry about the staff. I'll have all that arranged before we get embroiled with the antiques fair.
Well, that session was a bit dry, wasn't it, Pip?
All important stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, you've got to get the application right. I suppose it's relevant wherever you're applying.
Right, what's next? Accommodation? Tour of halls of residence?
Well, you don't need those.
Living in Felpersham.
Do you want to go to them?
Not really, Mum. I think I know what Felpersham's like.
Fair enough.
When's the talk on the agricultural courses?
10 to 12.
20 minutes. How about a look round the union?
Yeah, okay.
Where is it? The map's in the centre pages, I think. Oh, we could just ask one of the student guides.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
It's a bit early for Lily and Freddie, isn't it?
Sorry?
Or are you thinking of doing a course?
Oh, no. I'm not here for the open day. I didn't realise it was on, to be honest, or I'd have picked another day.
So...
I'm just dropping off some information about temporary jobs for Deck the Hall.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, guides in costume, that sort of thing.
I remember from last year.
Mm-hmm. We've got quite a few from here. Penniless students needing a bit of Christmas money.
That'll be me next year.
You've already got a job. At Lower Loxley.
Yeah, and I expect you'll be available for some extra shifts once college breaks up, won't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, what do you think of the place?
Oh, I like it. It's so much bigger than college.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it, isn't there?
The facilities look really good. There's even a swing orchestra.
Wow.
And a choir.
So, you'll have lots of opportunities to keep your music up.
Oh, and the summer ball looks amazing.
We have looked at the academic side too.
Yeah, there was a sort of stand in the main hall, so we met the course manager and some of the lecturers. And we're going to a talk soon all about the agricultural courses.
Oh, and does it seem like what you want?
It looks really good, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'd better bash my way through this crowd and see if I can remember how to find the careers office.
Oh, do you happen to know where the union is?
Yeah, I think it's out of here and turn right. Did I mention our party? On the 2nd of January?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Good, I've invited so many, I've forgotten who I've spoken to.
It's going to be a big do, then.
Well, I hope there'll be quite a few. Can you make it, Pip? Afternoon fun and games?
I expect so.
Good. Well, I'll leave you to it. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I'm later than I thought, Nigel.
That's all right.
Had to operate on a cow at Brookfield.
Oh, dear.
Quite straightforward. Had to remove a piece of wire it had ingested along with the silage.
Ugh, nasty.
No, no, she should be right as rain in a couple of weeks.
Well, it's nothing as alarming as that with our Shire horse. Now, it's just a bit of lameness.
Well, we'll take a look at her.
Ah, Alistair. Nigel said you were coming.
Morning, Lewis.
Afternoon, I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, what can I do for you?
Are you aware that young Daniel has applied for a job here?
Is this with the ice rink you're planning?
Yes.
Well, he showed me the ad. I didn't know he'd actually applied.
Would it be all right with you?
Yeah, certainly. I don't think he's a great skater, though.
No, this would be taking money or handing out skates or something, not actually on the ice.
Well, yeah, be fine by us. Although I expect I'll end up ferrying him back and forth.
Splendid. I can't guarantee anything, of course.
No, of course not.
But we'll see what we can do.
Ah, here you are.
Yeah, Alistair's come to look at Cranford Crystal.
Oh, jolly good.
Mission accomplished in Felpersham?
Oh, yes.
Good. Oh, and the lantern maker's confirmed. You see, people will be able to make their own lanterns in the Crock Barn.
Mm, sounds nice.
Yeah, no Joe Grundy this year.
No.
Very wise.
And they run a 400-hectare farm.
Uh-huh.
Between Danforth and Ilton. Dairy, sheep and arable, plus a pig unit.
In the first year, it's mainly, you know, straight agriculture. But the business and management side gets more important in the second and third years.
Tell your dad about the placement.
Oh, yeah. In year three, you have a placement with an agribusiness firm.
It's often one of the consultancies.
That sounds great, Pip. What about the marketing side?
It looks like there's quite a bit on the course. And you can do, what are they called, you know, the optional things?
Electives.
So that's right. So I'd probably see if I could do some of the more marketing orientated ones.
Well, that makes sense. Well, sounds like you were impressed.
I was. And I really liked the place generally.
And did they give you any indication of what grades you might need?
Well, they use the UCAS point system.
Meaning?
I'd need to get 2 Bs and a C.
Okay. Well, that's doable, isn't it? Aren't you predicted around that?
Well, the C, maybe. I'll have to work really hard for the Bs.
Well, this gives you a target to aim at now, doesn't it?
It would be so great if I got in. It'd mean I could really keep in touch with what was happening here.
Well, that is an advantage, certainly.
Anyway, hadn't we better be going, Pip? If we leave now, we could get you to college in time for business studies.
Yeah, I'll just get my bag.
OK. Well, she looks like a satisfied customer.
What?
Sorry, no, it's just a text that Harry got from Jazza last night. One satisfied customer.
What was that about?
You don't want to know. Suffice it to say, it looked like it was just as well that Harry was staying somewhere else last night.
Oh, I think you're right. I don't want to know. No.
Anyway, Pip.
She certainly seems sold on Felpisham, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But I can't help wondering.
What?
Well, going to Harper Adams was great for me. A real step on the road to independence, you know.
Yeah.
Isn't Pip going to miss out on all that? Especially if she ends up back here on the family farm.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It was the same for me at Cirencester. But things are very different now, aren't they? I mean, it's a lot more expensive for a start.
Yeah.
It's much cheaper for her to live at home.
I suppose so.
And it'll mean that she can share in the decision-making here. And she will spread her wings a bit when she does this placement.
For a short while. It's not like 3 years of independence, is it?
Anyway, it's only the first place she's looked at. She might come back even more enthusiastic about one of the others.
True.
She hasn't made any firm decisions yet.
Dad, are you busy?
Just want to see how the electrician's getting on. Then I've got to scrape the yard.
Oh, right. Because I'm making a batch of Borchester Blue today. I asked Mum to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I think she mentioned it.
So I was hoping you could bring a couple of churns over.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could ask Mum or Tom if he's around.
No, it's fine. I'll do it.
Fairly soon?
I'll do it straight away. The spark seems to know what he's doing. And the yard isn't going anywhere.
Thanks. Right, I'll go and prep the cheese room then.
Helen?
Yeah?
Are you all right? You seem a bit...
I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm fine, Dad. Never better.
Hiya, Kenton.
Oh, Jolene, hiya. You been to the bank?
Yeah, just paying in the takings.
All right, oh, me too. So, what are you up to? Straight back to the pub now, is it?
Well, I suppose. Although Fallon and Reese have got the bars covered.
Oh, so they don't actually need you?
Not as such.
Right, well, look, it's nearly lunchtime. Why don't you come back to Jack's, have a bite there?
Oh,
we're trying out a chicken and chorizo pasta thing. You can give me your professional opinion.
Yeah. All right, then. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, great. Mm. So, does Fallon get much time for her music nowadays?
Well, the band's a bit on hold, really.
Oh, that's a shame, after they had that tour.
I mean, they still get together and rehearse sometimes, and... Well, of course, she's doing the panto. There's a lot of music in that.
Oh, you know, I always wanted to play guitar.
No, it's never too late to start.
Lead guitar.
Yeah, you're a natural.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, I think Dad's musical talent passed me by. But Pip's looking forward to carrying on her music at university.
Oh, where's she going?
Well, she's still looking around. Went to Felpisham yesterday. Seemed quite impressed.
Will she be studying music then?
Oh, no, God, no. It's farming or nothing for our Pip.
Well, it's nice she got the music as an interest, though.
Mm. Well, don't suppose you heard. She's playing the organ in church on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just the one hymn, but it was Dad's favourite one for Advent.
Oh, that's nice.
And Mum doesn't know. I'm really looking forward to seeing her face.
You're going, are you?
Yep, I am. Hope I can manage to get through the doors without being struck by lightning.
What?
Oh, for all my years, walking the path of sinfulness.
I expect you'll be all right.
Oh, you know my angelic little brother is in the panto?
Yeah, I did hear.
Yeah, ship's captain. I told him I'm the one with naval experience. I mean, what do you know about being a sailor?
Ooh, did you want the part, then?
What? Oh, no. No, I was just winding him up.
Well, maybe you can give him a few tips from one old sea dog to another.
Hey, watch it, you. No, with everything that's going on at Jack's, I'm rehearsing the panto's last thing I need.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, Jazza was in last night with a rather cute redhead.
Well, there's no surprise there.
Oh, she was raving about what a great cook he was.
Jazza?
Yeah, I know. Oh. He treated her to a slap-up home-cooked meal the other night.
Hey, this is Jazza McCreary we're talking about, who eats last night's takeaway for breakfast.
Well, when she went to the loo, he admitted that Harry had helped him out.
Ah, that makes sense.
But he didn't insist that he cooked it all himself. Just one minor emergency with a chicken.
It sounds like living with Harry's doing him a power of good.
Well, I don't think he'll be on MasterChef quite yet. Mm. Although, I would pay good money to see him in a pinny.
Oh, what a thought!
Rolling pin in one hand, whisk in the other. And mark well, when you deep fry your Mars bar, be sure to take the wrapper off first. Hey, I hope you don't mind me saying, but... Well, you seem a bit brighter.
Yeah. Yeah, I got more energy now.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I mean, I know what a relentless job it is.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to let Fallon do the panto. She's been working so hard and she just loves her singing. I mean, with the band being so quiet.
Oh, that's really nice of you. I hope she appreciates it.
Well, I owe her a lot.
Well, I'm sure that she feels the same about you.
How's it going?
Just cutting the curds now.
I thought you might have come in for lunch while it was setting.
No, I was, I had stuff to think about.
Okay. I've just been talking to Susan about Christmas. She's not sure what Alice and Christopher will be doing. I don't expect they've even thought about it yet.
No.
I was wondering what you thought.
Well, I'll be coming here.
No, I meant about presents. I thought it might be an idea if we all clubbed together to get you something for the baby. You know, one of those, oh, what do they call them now? Like buggies, but more complicated.
Travel systems.
Because they're quite pricey, aren't they? And a cot, maybe. I'm sure you've got an idea of exactly what sort you want. So rather than us all... Helen?
Oh, Mum.
Helen, what is it?
The baby's too small.
Too small? What do you mean?
At my midwife appointment on Wednesday. You know, they measured the baby. She said it was too small.
What?
Small for dates.
Oh. Well, that's not unusual.
I can't stop thinking about it, Mum. Really, really worried.
Helen, that's nothing to be concerned about. All babies are different. They grow at different rates. Midwife's just looking at an average.
That's what she said.
There you are, then.
But she wants to keep an eye on it.
Well, that's only sensible. Look, you know if there was anything really wrong, she'd have said so straight away. You have to trust her. She knows what she's doing.
But do I?
What?
Suppose I've done it.
I'm sorry.
What if it's my fault? And I've just been trying to do what's best, to be sensible, you know, with food and exercise.
Well,
and now I've worried that I've done too much. I've hurt my baby.
No, Helen, you mustn't think that.
For once in my life.
Come on. Wipe your eyes.
Once in my life I wanted something to go right for me.
Oh, love.
I just thought if I had the baby this way, then nothing could go wrong. It could all be just the way I wanted it. No one to mess it up. And...
Do you want to come and see our fancy new light? What's up?
It's all right, Tony.
You okay, Helen?
Look, I'll come and find you, okay?
Yeah, all right, if you... I'll see you later.
And now I'm messing it up, Mum, aren't I? Just like I always do.
No, Helen. No. Now listen to me. Babies are really robust little things. They can cope with a lot.
I've been trying so hard just to do it right. And what's happened?
Your baby is fine. I'm sure of that. But you just have to realise you can't control everything.
I just thought I'd be able to protect it from everything. And now I'm damaging it before it's even born.
No, love. No. Hey, late lunch, Eddie?
No. I'm eating dinner at home.
Oh.
Just going round the green trying to drum up some turkey orders. Well, I couldn't pass the pub without calling in now, could I?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah, it would have been rude.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Are you okay for a drink at the moment?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Right. I think I'll have a coffee.
I hear there was a spot of bother at the panto rehearsal the other night. What were you thinking of?
Oh, was stitched up.
Oh, Sabrina Thwaite covered in goo.
That bucket was meant to have confetti in it. Oh, it was Nathan Booth. He passed it to me. He'd spiked it.
Why would he?
Revenge.
Did you burn his train spotting books or something?
No, it was... Well, I can't say, Jolene, but Linda just wouldn't believe me. I mean, I was completely innocent.
And she sacked you, I hear.
Oh, she's taken that back.
Oh?
Nathan quit the show.
Oh, did he?
Said he couldn't work in such an unprofessional environment. Slimy toad.
So you're back in the cast?
But with a warning. Huh? She said she'd have enough trouble finding another mealy without having to find another mouthy as well.
Strange. You'd have thought there were plenty of mouthies round here.
And talk about adding insult to injury.
What?
While I was round Grange Spinney, yeah? Sabrina came out of her place.
With a bucket of whitewash?
With a bill for having her top specially dry cleaned.
Did she?
45 quid.
Well, whatever you did to Nathan, I hope it's worth it.
Oh, he deserved it. That's all I can say.
I tell you what, why don't you offer Sabrina a free turkey?
Oh, I tried that. You should have heard what she said.
Yeah?
Let's just say stuffing was involved.
Oh, Eddie. Thought I might find you here.
What's going on, Pat? Is Helen all right?
Oh, she's having a lie down in her old room.
Why was she so upset?
Oh, I'm really sure it's nothing, but she had one of her regular appointments on Wednesday, and the midwife told her that the baby was small for dates.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I don't think it's a problem at all. From what I could gather from Helen, the midwife wasn't concerned about it, but Helen's taken it all wrong.
How?
She thinks she's overdone all the exercise, been too strict with her diet.
Well, she has. That's exactly what she's done.
Perhaps she has, but she's worried it's damaged the baby in some way.
Well, it might have, mightn't it?
I really don't think so, Tony. Babies are programmed to survive. It's not unusual for them to be small for dates or big. It's not an industrial process.
Are you sure it's okay?
Absolutely. But all this pushing herself, it's obviously taking its toll on Helen. She's exhausted.
Yeah, well, that's hardly surprising, is it?
I mean, it's not just the physical side. I think there's something a lot deeper going on.
Yeah?
I think she's terrified that something awful is going to happen. Because it always does, she said.
Oh, no.
So now that she's got this first little setback, she's just collapsed.
Oh, no.
When you think how many things have gone wrong in her life, John, Greg, Annette, she's desperate for something to go right at last. She's pinning so much on this baby. She's got such hope, but she's so frightened. Really, who could blame her? She's had such bad luck.
Oh, Pat, come here.
I feel so sorry for her.
Yeah, well, of course you do. But it's all right. We'll look after her. Both of us.